And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A. It's Talk of the Town. Today is Prescott Valley Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Cottonwood Area Transit, Barrett Propane, Augie's Restaurant, Cliff Castle Casino, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now, live from the studios of KQ&A, here's your host for today's show, the CEO of the Prescott Valley Chamber of Commerce, Marnie Yule.
Good afternoon and welcome to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. And before we get started, I want to give a big shout out. Bradshaw Mountain High School, Go Bears, having their graduation drive parade tomorrow. And I have to, give kudos and a shout out to Court Miner and all of his staff and the people over there at the high school to kind of put together an event for our graduates that's going to be under the circumstances different, yet still make it special for them. And super congrats, couple of graduates that I know very well, Alex Cabral and Jordan Mosier, over there at Bradshaw graduating. So big night tomorrow night. Me and a bunch of the chamber folks will be judging the spirit cars, and my very own Mason here in the studio will be out there live. Mason, what station will be going on when we're going to be announcing their names and having the live broadcast?
We'll be going on 94.7 Jack FM.
There you go. So, you know, if you're not able to, you know, line the driveway, that it's on Facebook, but if you're not on the parade route, but you can listen if you have your favorite graduates. You know, a lot of us have watched these kids grow up, and it's just nice to be able to see them celebrated in a certain way. So it's going to be fun out there. We're cheering on Bradshaw Mountain High School Go Bears 2020 graduates. Great show going on today, so just stick with us. We're going to take a short break, and when we come back, it's Neil Wadsworth with the Town of Prescott Valley. He's our utilities director, and lots of talk about water tanks and growing in Prescott Valley. You're listening to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley, KQ&A 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and KQNA.com worldwide, including San Dimas, California. My sister Sandy's listening. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Dave Barrett. Think back to a simpler time when things like home delivery of milk and bread came to your door. Now even getting the mail delivered is being questioned. It's good to know that since 1960, folks here in Yavapai County have relied on the Barrett family. From staying warm to cooking, drying clothes, and other needs, you can count on Barrett Propane, just as families have for three generations. You have my name on it. Call us today at 636-1600. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Oh, say, can you see?
You okay, Bruce? Did that tomato hit you?
I need to get out of here, fast.
With Cottonwood Area Transit, you can go anywhere in the Verde Valley. Take the Verde links from Cottonwood to Sedona, or go to Camp Verde on the Yavapai Apache Transit buses. Run, Forrest, run. With 26 buses in Cottonwood, one of them will be nearby.
Let's go.
For more information, visit ride-cat.com.
Oh, say, can you see?
It's not every day you hear a British person singing the national anthem, but success is about getting the right attention. At A&E Reaper Graphics, we provide printing that catches the eye. Get your business noticed with exciting new print marketing and signage. Quality marketing shows the quality service we know you provide. Stop by one of our three great locations or call 442-9116. Get your business noticed with A&E Reaper Graphics today.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. One of the things that's always impressed me about difficult times is how pets and animals raise people's spirits. They're non-judgmental and don't pay a bit of attention to social distancing. They love you whether you wear a mask or not, and always listen when you're pouring your heart out to them. That's why you should give them the best, and that's at Olson's. You can settle for good enough, or give your best friends the Olson's difference when buying their food, health supplies, toys, and treats. For the last 41 years, we've been feeding pets and animals with the philosophy of good enough just isn't. We offer in-store service, curbside, and delivery from all of our stores in Chino, Prescott, Dewey, Humboldt, Flagstaff, and Clarkdale. Experience us at our stores on Facebook, olsonsfamily.com, or olsonsgrain.com. Locals feeding locals pets and animals. That's us.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop. Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rugby Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at HICountryRVCenter.com.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the CEO of the Prescott Valley Chamber of Commerce, Marnie Yule.
And welcome back to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. Change of plans, but that's the story of my life in a given time. We're going to jump right into our chamber spotlight on business, and we'll be talking to Neil a little bit later. But joining me now is Tony Yaniro. He's the owner of Gripstone Climbing. And also joining us is Don Wazowitz, owner of one of my favorite places, Rafter 11. Well, I want to welcome you both to the studio. Hi, how are you doing?
Hi, good. Thank you for having us.
Good to have you. Well, you know, it's been a crazy time, and I'm sure you've experienced the worst of it and maybe the best of it, because sometimes in cases like this, things happen that you think, wow, that's a pretty darn good thing that just happened in spite of all everything that's going on. But Tony, Gripstone Climbing, you've been open now for how long?
We reopened at the beginning of June.
Okay.
And we're very happy. We definitely took the time during the quarantine to give ourselves a facelift. So we readjusted everything, made new climbs, built some new walls, scoured, repainted, and Gripstone looks better than ever.
Okay, so for some people that prior to this haven't been there, explain Gripstone Climbing.
All right, Gripstone Climbing is what's called a climbing gym, but it's not just for climbing. Climbing is an indoor sport where we build artificial climbing walls that people come in and practice, train, and it's a sport of its own. We also have a fitness center, which has got cardiovascular training equipment, weights, and we have a yoga studio. We have yoga classes. We have a cafe that serves coffee and smoothies and snacks just to keep everybody powered up while they're exercising. And it's just a great atmosphere for kids and families. And I think we have more families there than we have what you might call specialized climbers.
Hmm. It seems like that would be the perfect kind of family event, too. Let's all go climb. Good exercise. You're all together. Talk about some of the things that you've done since reopening. Now, a lot of times we're just talking about customer confidence, getting people back out and understanding our businesses are doing everything they can to maintain a safe environment for them to come back into that business.
Well, yes. Well, first of all, we did a lot of research into the CDC guidelines and all the real special safe things we can do to make our facility as safe as possible. We realized that an indoor facility is always indoors. Mm-hmm. But there are a couple advantages our climbing gym does have, and that normally climbing gyms deal with gymnastic chalk, so we have special air ventilation systems to handle that, and simply we're able to just turn them on all the time, and that serves a purpose for our air clearance.
Right.
So that's one thing right there that helps.
Mm-hmm. Tell me a little bit about, now it's being a lot of it recommended wearing masks. I'm one of those that say if I'm exercising, I don't think I can wear a mask. But how are you dealing with that particular piece of it?
Well, part of it is customer education.
Mm-hmm.
First of all of our employees and staff all are well-versed on wearing masks. We feel like anytime a staff person is going to be anywhere close within a social distance radius, they must have a mask on. Mm-hmm. That's our requirement. We also have a cleaning schedule where we are sanitizing everything that is reasonable so that everyone comes in can be confident that we are keeping it as clean as possible. And the other thing is we're also recommending that people that do come in, first of all, we are very much encouraging people that if they have any inkling that they may have been in contact with a coronavirus carrier, or if they might be getting sick, or if there's any suspicion, just have respect for our fellow man,
right,
and stay away.
Exactly.
And we want you to be there, but we don't want you to be there if you're sick.
Right, right. That's good advice anyway,
yeah.
You know, for all things. If you're sick, say stay home. You don't know what you might be carrying. Okay, that's great. You're doing a good job. We're happy with that. So let's go back and talk about Gripstone then again. The climbing walls, you have varying degrees of difficulty?
Absolutely. In fact, we have very, very low difficulty climbs for people to get started. We anticipated that Gripstone community is a large community and not necessarily filled with, quote, professional or seasoned climbers. We want everybody to enjoy climbing, and we want people to come to Gripstone and learn to climb and become better and make a you know, a lifestyle out of it. So we gear our gym for everybody. We have classes for everybody, and we have all kinds of kids. We've had kids down to, believe it or not, about 1 year old getting on the walls and climbing.
Wow.
And we have a whole group of our seniors that are regulars there. We had one gentleman that was an excellent climber at 87. And so it's truly a sport for everybody.
Now, did I understand you were a professional climber, Tony?
Yes, I've been climbing seriously since I was 9 years old, which was 1969.
Wow.
And I'm still doing it. I love it so much.
Mm-hmm. Now, outdoor climbing. So what is probably the most difficult climb you've ever made?
Boy, that's hard to say. Probably some of the most difficult climbs I've made are not necessarily high or long, but extremely challenging physically.
Mm-hmm.
There's a climb in Nevada that I climbed. This got a grade, which most people don't know what the climbing grades are, but a 514C.
Mm-hmm.
Which is challenging. So that's my history.
Uh-huh. Well, Glow, welcoming having somebody of your caliber owning and running the Gripstone Climbing in the gym here is to our benefit. Open for parties or family things yet?
We have not yet opened for parties, but that is soon to come.
Okay.
We are simply watching our state guidelines and how the situation goes. Because, again, we want to make sure everything we do is for the best interest of everybody.
Numbers. Well, I keep threatening my board. That's going to be the retreat. So their board retreat's going to be there, and those who make the climbs get to stay. No. It'd be a fun team building exercise.
Yes.
Tell everybody where you're located.
We are located on 319 North Lee Boulevard here in Prescott, right across the street from Trader Joe's and Costco.
Mm-hmm.
So we're pretty close, right, centrally located with all the Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Prescott.
Right in the center of town. And your phone number?
Our phone number is 928-458-7579. We're open Monday through Saturday from 9 till 8. We plan on reopening Sundays sometime near the end of the summer.
Well, excellent. Well, Tony, so good to have you back in business over there, getting people back and exercising. That's probably one of the key things that we all should be doing is after we spent month at home, nothing to do, get back out and get physically active again.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Like I said, I'll be waiting for when you open to that corporate business and get our retreat planned.
All right.
All right. Thank you so much.
All right. You have a good day.
Okay, Tony Yanero, owner of Gripstone Climbing here in Prescott. Thank you so much. Just like kind of run down the street from us here. All right, joining me now, Dawn Wozniewicz.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Really good. Thank you.
So this is the perfect time for outdoors on your beautiful patio, having a cup of coffee, latte, or a glass of wine.
Absolutely. Yes.
So let's talk about Rafter 11. I think it's been a while since you were on the show.
Yeah, it's been a little bit. Mm-hmm. So Rafter 11 is a coffee bar. We're an olive oil bar and we're a wine bar. But I think what makes us unique is kind of just why we do what we do. So our coffees are internationally sourced. They're locally roasted. We're a little bit more European as far as the coffee bar goes, but we do all kinds of lattes and cappuccinos. Our teas are coming from Maya Tea and both are organic. So our espresso beans and our teas are all organic.
Okay.
And we just really believe in quality. So to go with the coffees and teas, we make homemade scones and we love them too. We love to bake and it's kind of become a signature for Rafter 11 is the scones. We didn't expect we'd be known for that, but that's what people come for. And we believe in homemade. We believe in doing things from scratch and we have pretty unique flavor profiles. Today's scone was actually a basil strawberry and maybe the best one I've tasted with a vanilla glaze.
I have to check in every day with you.
I think you should. Call me up. I'll tell you what we're baking.
I mean, all these you use, though, actually in your baking, the oils that you sell.
We do. So that's the second piece of our business is
right.
We're an olive oil bar and a balsamic bar. And so we really believe in education and empowering the public and our clients who come in. We want them to be able to cook and create gourmet meals at home that are healthy. And so our olive oils are coming from all over, but they're first cold press, they're extra virgin, and 3 months from crush, they're in our store, and they're highly nutritionally dense. And then the balsamics are coming from Modena, Italy, and they're wine barrel aged, and there's no sugar, there's no syrup, there's no preservative. They're 100% natural. So when people come in, we show them how to pair them, and we show them how to use them on the foods that they eat every single day. And then we've also brought back our cooking classes. So summer long, we're doing cooking classes once a month, and you get to taste and try the oils and balsamics. You have a chef showing you how to create recipes, and then we bring in the wine, so we do wine pairings with all the recipes as well.
Well, having done one of your cooking classes, it is a very wonderful, fun afternoon. And you are not doing the cooking. You actually have the chef doing the cooking, but is cooking in front of you, and you are sampling along with the wine pairing. And then actually you get the recipes, you take it home, and you can do them yourself.
Exactly.
And I've turned into an absolute, you know, everybody's, you know, you watch your diet and stuff and blood sugars and things like that. I've given up all dressings, and now all I use on my salads are the pairings with the balsamics and the oils. It makes it, you know, so much healthier for you.
Good for you, and it is.
Because you taught me.
Well, the oils are good for your heart. Good. Yes. They're good for your skin. The balsamics lower cholesterol, lower blood pressure, and are good for insulin sensitivity.
Yeah. So also, in addition, now you also have music on Saturday evenings.
We do. So we brought back music. Our musicians were dying to play, so we're so happy to have them back. But every Saturday night, between 5 and 7, we have music out on our patio, and that's where wine and appetizers come in.
So you can just come and spend a lovely evening, listen to music. If you haven't been there, Rafter 11 is just a beautiful place, not only for the excellent wine and the balsamics and the scones and the coffees and lattes and all of that. It's just it's a great place to hang out and have quality time with friends and family.
And that's what we believe. We are in the heart of Prescott Valley, and we're a place where all of our communities can connect and have quality and really feel at home. So we're grateful to be where we are, and we're so happy to be serving our community.
So let's get everybody hooked on your website and follow you on Facebook, because that's where you put so much information out.
Absolutely. We're on Facebook. We're on Instagram. Our phone number is 928-227-2050. We are located in the Entertainment District, so we're between Harkins Theater and right in front of Buffalo Wild Wings. And our patio is dog-friendly, so bring your families, bring your puppies, bring everyone, because we're about food, family, and friends.
There you go. Rafter 11, Don Wisely's beautiful place right there in Prescott Valley. I look forward to coming back and seeing you. I'll be there Saturday night.
Yay!
All right.
Okay. Rafter 11. Thanks, Marnie.
All right. Short break here. When we come back, then we will talk to Neil Wadsworth with the town of Prescott Valley here on Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley, KQ&A 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and KQ&A Worldwide. We'll be right back.
Hear that? That's the outdoors. Findlay Prescott Subaru owners are famous for loving the outdoors. Their Subarus take them to parks and forests and trails and campsites with friends and family and bikes and kayaks, and then bring them home safely. It's not just the reliable boxer engine. It's not just symmetrical all-wheel drive. It's not just a Subaru loaded with tech and safety features. A Subaru is part of a lifestyle. Right now, you can reach out for 0% APR for 63 months on new 2020 Ascent, Forester, Outback, Legacy, and Impreza models through June 30th. Visit our spotless, sanitized Prescott showroom or buy online at FindleySubaruPrescott.com and take advantage of free delivery of your new Subaru to your door. Whichever way you choose, your specialist will walk you through all the features of your new Subaru and welcome you to the family. Findlay Subaru, in Prescott and online at FindleySubaruPrescott.com. Doing our part every day to give back to the community and make the world a better place. Offers on approved credit. Excludes tax, government, and 495 dot fees. Offer expires 6/30/2020.
Hello, Prescott. This is John Nielsen, wanting to welcome everyone back to Prescott Brewing Company. We have always practiced and trained our staff for the safest in food handling and sanitation, and we will continue to do so. We've printed our new menu, and of course, you can always get our award-winning beers on tap. We took out some tables and spread the others out to increase distance, and placed a hand sanitizer station next to our staircase that leads upstairs to our upstairs dining room. We hope to see you soon. Prescott Brewing Company, in the heart of downtown Prescott.
Let's make your hair happy. Let's go to a fun-friendly salon. Let's go to Tanessa's Family Hair Care in Prescott Valley. Hi, Tanessa here. Whether you're looking for a new trendy style or something more traditional, Tanessa's Family Hair Care can do it. We offer everything from hair extensions, cuts, colors, and a variety of hair care for the entire family. Call 775-0320 for an appointment or find us on Facebook at Tanessa's, with an E, Family Hair Care. Come on in for a smile and a style that's right for you.
Hi, I'm Adam Gettle.
And I'm Ted Gettle.
We're the Gettle Bros. You gotta admit, Ted, we get pretty popular in the summer.
I know, Adam. We get service calls from all over the Prescott area.
And we also get quite a few from Cottonwood, Clarkdale, and Sedona.
How do you know that?
A little Verdi told me.
Oh, brother.
That's me.
Keep your cool with a quick call to Gettle's High Desert Mechanical, serving all of Yavapai County. G-O-E-T-T-L. Visit GettlesHDM.com. Don't settle. Get Gettle's High Desert Mechanical Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec B Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the CEO of the Prescott Valley Chamber of Commerce, Marnie Yule.
And welcome back to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. Okay, I actually really do have Neil Wadsworth, our utilities director for the town of Prescott Valley, here in the studio. How are you, Neil?
I'm doing good. How are you, Marnie?
Good, good. I mean, it seems like I've known you forever. How long have you actually been with the town of Prescott Valley?
I believe it's been 21 years now.
Wow, happy anniversary or happy birthday or celebration. Holy smokes. You're probably one of the longest folks working now.
There's a few others, yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, it's quality community. I mean, I'm going on 15 years here, and I never thought, where did that time go? Just saying. So we're going to talk a little bit first about the new water tank. That's been topic of conversation and announcements that's being built over on Glassford Hill, right?
Yes.
Okay.
So yes, I brought a slideshow if you'd like to see it.
Yeah, well, I'd love to. The rest of the people would have a hard time. Mesa would like it. No. We'll save that for the next one. So walk us through it.
So we're going to be building a 3 million gallon concrete water storage tank on top on Glassford Hill, and there's an existing water tank there now. As you're starting up the trail, it's about a mile up.
Oh, okay.
So that the existing tank is 1 million gallons, so this will be three times as big as that. We'll have a total of 4 million gallons sitting at that location.
Wow.
That will add to the total storage capacity of the town, which will be increasing from currently at 15 million gallons total to 18 million gallons total storage volume.
Wow. So now, is this being built? Are being built in anticipation of, future growth for the community, which we know is ongoing, or is it just going to be built, planning for having the capacity?
Well, it's for future growth for the most part,
uh-huh.
The Jasper development. For example, they need some of this storage capacity, and they're paying for their fair share of it. They need 1.7 million gallons of it for storage for their subdivision. It'll still be a town water tank, but that's where we will store the water that they're required to have. And so the additional 1.3 million gallons will be dedicated for other uses, but it will be paid for from new homes and new growth through the one-time capacity fees that we charge when they pull a building permit.
Right. That's part of all of the development fees or what they call them, impact fees?
Yes.
Oh, okay. How many households would 3 million get? I can't even fathom that much. 3 million gallon water tank. When you think about it in terms of would it, they're not there now, but maybe – eventually, maybe not even in my lifetime, but in the future.
Yeah.
Would that accommodate?
It'll probably accommodate somewhere on the order of about 4,000 homes.
Mm-hmm. But it's water storage.
Correct. So we have wells, obviously, that pump the water out of the ground, and most of the water that's used during the period of a day is pumped from the ground. But we have storage to handle peak flows. We don't want to have to be ramping our wells up during the middle of the day when it's hot and then ramping them back down when it gets cooler. And so we operate them at a certain constant capacity, and then any additional water comes out of the tanks.
Oh, okay.
And then that water can be used also for fighting fires and that sort of thing. Or if we have like a power outage in town that's widespread and it goes on for a long period of time.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we've never had power outage that lasted several days, but with the 18 million gallons of storage that we will have, we'll have enough water for 3 or 4 days worth of storage for the town of Prescott Valley. So even if we quit pumping and we didn't have the power, our daily average water usage is 5 million gallons per day. And so with 18 million gallons of storage, that's three.
I mean, that total population usage?
Yes.
18 million?
No, well, 5 million gallons per day, is how much on average that that the citizens of Prescott Valley use.
Is that a lot in your experience, or do you feel that we're somewhat, you know, conservative, that a lot of us are trying to conserve water, understanding where we live?
We actually have a very low usage when you're looking at other communities, and so our usage per person per day is around 96 to 98 gallons per person per day. And that considers the whole usage of the town. So when you take the water that's used by the parks and the hospitals and all of the businesses, so you've got to look at the total water usage of the town, and then you divide that by the number of people that live in the town. That's where we get the 96 to 98 gallons per person per day.
I see. Okay. You see, we're also looking, and we're in the census right now, or, you know, we've been trying to get the census going with COVID going on. And that'll be interesting to see what numbers we have in the town of Prescott Valley, when we finally get those, that done.
Well, yeah, I mean, we know we're over 50,000 now.
Yeah, you know that.
We do.
Wow.
We do.
Is that all just Prescott Valley, or is that the unincorporated areas that are surrounding us?
That's Prescott Valley. Yeah, the unincorporated areas will bring
that
number.
Yeah, well, those people that say, I remember back, you know, when there was, you know, one traffic light and Robert Road was the main drag. You know, oh, have we changed a lot since then? Very interesting. How many water tanks do we have in the town of Prescott Valley, though? Water storage tanks.
We have 13 or 14 now.
Okay.
Yeah, because we just built the what we call the Stone Ridge water tank back this past – we started it this past summer and finished it up in January, February this year. And that was a 2 million gallon tank, and now we've added this one as well. So it actually provides a lot of flexibility for us in operating our water system, how we can move water around and that sort of thing. And so
Do we do any water recycling?
Well, the water recycling that we do essentially is the we treat the
water treatment.
It's wastewater treatment. We treat the water that you put down your sinks and your toilets and stuff, your wastewater. We treat it at our wastewater treatment plant, and then that water gets recharged back into the ground.
Mm-hmm.
It's also used the ponds at Mountain Valley Park.
I was going to ask you,
that's reclaimed water.
Okay.
And then
they're beautiful out there, and they sure have good fish.
Yeah, they do.
Well, I go out there all the time and walk my dogs.
Yes, and then, of course, the Stone Ridge Golf Course is also irrigated water from the wastewater treatment plant, the reclaimed water.
All right. Well, I mean, that's nice to know. Some people wonder, like, we just waste water. We don't. We're actually using it in other capacities once we do that recharge or do that, what do you call it, reclamation?
Yes, and we try to get as much as we can back into the ground. We do get credits for that from the Arizona Department of Water Resources.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what does the future look like as far as our water capacity?
Well, so overall, you know, we're doing pretty good. The water in the aquifer, as everybody knows, is dropping, and in this area, it's dropping about a foot a year. Now, we've had some real good results in our central well field, which we actually rested for the last 2 years, and we have seen the water levels in that localized area come back up 130 feet, and so they're actually higher in that well field right now than they were when I got here 20 years ago by about 10 feet.
Oh, wow.
So that shows what happens when you can rest a well field. We move our pumping around to different areas, and that's why we continue to drill wells. It's not because we're trying to meet the additional demand. You know, people saying, well, you're growing, that's why you're drilling new wells. Well, partially, but a lot of it has to do with being able to move our water around where we're pumping from to let our well fields rest and to recover and bring that water back up to where it should be.
Okay, so you shut one down for a while, and you're pumping another well into a different area.
Correct.
And that gives that chance that one to come back.
The water level comes back up to what the remaining part of the aquifer is really at.
Sure.
It's kind of like your bathtub. When you pull the drain on your bathtub, you see that looks like a funnel going down the drain, and the water is lower at that location. And as soon as you put the plug back in, it comes back up to the level of the rest of the bathtub.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we've done.
Oh, okay. Well, explain. I think a lot of people don't understand how all that works, and all I can do is recommend contacting the town of Prescott Valley or going through the Citizens Academy, where these are all talked about on what the water situation is and how it's being addressed and all of the guidelines that we're following to make sure that there is an adequate water supply for the growth, for the building, for all of us who live here.
Yes, and we're happy to meet with people and groups at any time, and so they can call the town, the Civic Center. My phone number is 928-759-3078. So you can call me, we can call the Water Resources Manager, John Munderlow, or the town manager, and we'll come out and talk to groups and individuals and anybody who has questions.
Yeah, great. Well, you've been also very good about that, and great to have you on the show today.
Thank you. Thanks for inviting me.
Thank you. I mean, I learned a lot, so I hope those that listened learned a lot and understand a little bit more on how the water system works here in Prescott Valley and the fact what that new storage tank means. So thank you very much, Neil.
Thank you.
All right, we'll take a short break here. Here's some news, and when we come back, be more Prescott Valley days. Okay, we'll be right back.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service Sales and Rentals, and we're proud to have been chosen one of the top 50 RV dealerships in North America. We're located at Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69, Prescott Valley, and online at affinityrv.com.
Gettles High Desert Mechanical, the premier heating, cooling, and plumbing contractor in Yavapai County, is now hiring. If college is not for you, if you've been thinking about a job or career change, or just interested in beginning to earn now, buy that car or begin saving for whatever you have your sights set on. Come into a trade with high-paying prospects. Gettles High Desert Mechanical, your trusted heating, cooling, and plumbing partner, can be trusted for exceptional on-the-job training, resulting in a rewarding, well-paid career. Call 928-567-2200 today for more information.
Water's Garden companion plants for June are golden locust, silverberry, Hall's honeysuckle, and portulaca.
Portulaca tolerates blazing sun where the neon flowers attract butterflies.
Available in red, orange, violet, white, and pink.
Great for containers, rock gardens, between sunny stepping stones, or any hot, dry garden space where nothing else grows.
The brighter, the better.
You'll find the toughest bloomers at Water's Garden Center, 1815 Iron Springs Road in Prescott.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 White Spar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
Hi, I'm Dave Barrett. Think back to a simpler time when things like home delivery of milk and bread came to your door. Now even getting the mail delivered is being questioned. It's good to know that since 1960, folks here in Yavapai County have relied on the Barrett family. From staying warm to cooking, drying clothes, and other needs, you can count on Barrett Propane, just as families have for three generations. You have my name on it. Call us today at 636-1600. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
You have probably heard that all good things take time, but at A&E Reaper Graphics, we deliver great printing now, with same day and next day services available for so many of your marketing or personal printing needs. Don't wait a week for your print signs and custom designs. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us online, or call 442-9116. Even Amazon can't offer that prime of a service. At A&E Reaper Graphics, we're proud to be your one-stop print shop.
We're KQ&A.
Thanks for joining KQ&A's Talk of the Town. I'm DJ Phone with your Tuesday check of local and state news and weather together, brought to you by Affinity RV. President Trump's Arizona visit today brings him to the Yuma border with Governor Doug Ducey, Arizona and U.S. lawmakers, and Border Patrol officials. The president was there to mark completion of the 220th border wall mile during a roundtable discussion.
My administration has done more than any administration in history to secure our southern border. Our border has never been more secure. I think Doug can tell you that. Anybody at this table can tell you that. It's never even been close. This is the most powerful and comprehensive border wall structure anywhere in the world. It's got technology that nobody would even believe between sensors and cameras and everything else.
After the discussion, the president and elected officials joined him in looking at the wall. They included Senator Martha McSally and Congresswoman Debbie Lesko. Yavapai County Community Health Services reports 20 new cases of COVID-19 in Yavapai County since yesterday, bringing the county's total to 513. Continued sunny, dry, breezy, and hot all week with extreme fire danger, cooling after bedtime to a clear, breezy 61 in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey-Humboldt, heating up to the low to mid-90s tomorrow through Saturday. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, a mostly clear overnight low near 68, warming to 104 tomorrow, 101 Thursday through Saturday. Your KQ&A News and Weather this hour is a service of Affinity RV. Have a great Tuesday evening. Please be fire safe and stay tuned as Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley, continues on KQ&A in just a moment.
If you can't chew it, odds are your garbage disposal can't either. This is Jeremy Rushton with Yavapai Plumbing and Heating. It's not uncommon to end up with something in your garbage disposal that was never meant to be there. We get it. So that's why right now, we're offering $25 off any garbage disposal replacement, whether it's eggshells or a pan of grease.
Uh-oh, I've done that.
It's $25 off. Call Yavapai Plumbing and Heating today at 776-7025 or visit us online at ypeinc.com.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 Whites Bar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
Yavapai Regional Medical Center's Wellness Center in Prescott has relocated to a new location to serve you better. This means that our preventive medicine and outpatient physical rehabilitation teams will now serve you at 1112 Iron Springs Road in Prescott. We've moved to a new location to make way for an amazing new health center and a covered parking facility that are under construction at YRMC West in Prescott. We look forward to serving you from our new location at 1112 Iron Springs Road. We're also excited about the amazing new health center and multi-level parking facility that's underway at YRMC West in Prescott. Follow YRMC on Facebook for the latest construction news and more.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the CEO of the Prescott Valley Chamber of Commerce, Marnie Yule.
And welcome back to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. Joining me now is Lynn Passfield. She is the director with the Yavapai Food Bank, and we're going to be talking about the back-to-school. Yes, it's time to think about back-to-school. Back-to-school fair happening on July 29th. But first, Lynn, I want to talk about, we recently did a groundbreaking.
Yes.
Mayor Palguda and Supervisor Mallory, part of the group and the construction crew that's working on to expand your facility there over on along Mesa.
Yes, yes, much needed. It's actually been, we've been trying to get it started in the last 2 years, I believe.
Because of the storage, we need, and it's just going to be storage with another freezer and refrigerator so we can keep fresh produce and frozen meats and stuff, so we can feed more. Because we've had to turn down shipments from St. Mary's.
Because you have no place to put it?
Correct.
Oh, my
yes.
gosh. That's horrible. So we've had people to, need it.
Right. So,
oh, my goodness.
So,
that's going to be beautiful, though.
Yes. We're so excited about that.
Well,
it's very
I
exciting.
Happened to be over there to help celebrate with you, and I got a tour and realized much needed that you
yes.
were just completely packed. How many families are you serving, or boxes are you giving out now?
We are serving about 500, maybe, you know, more or less each week.
Wow.
And so families can come once a week to get a food box, and it's all depending on how large the family is. And we try to give them all the food groups, you know, the veggies, fresh veggies, and dry food items and everything.
I mean, it'd be like presents in a box, though. You just don't know what you're going to get. You know? what is the produce that you have, or what you were able to get in donations? And I know with St. Mary's that, you know, you also get what they bring up to you, too.
Yes, they come up once a week, and whatever they have, if we have place to put it, then we do accept it. So
right. Well, that'll be exciting when you get that open.
Also, our local grocers donate to us. We have drivers going out every day to our local groceries, and they give us produce and meats and stuff that is soon to expire.
Right.
So we get a lot from our community that way.
Right. And you know, I'm one of those food label readers. You know the expiration dates, but I also have done my own research and know that foods can last a little bit longer than the expiration
absolutely.
Date. Like, you know, sometimes a week to 2 weeks, depending on the type of food. So
yes.
It's just less, what do they call it? You know, maybe the seasonings are less or something like
best
that.
Best buy.
Yeah, exactly. So that's wonderful. So I'll be excited because I know that, you know, looking forward, we have the Flying High Turkey Drive we'll work on
yes.
in November. That's always the first Monday prior to, well, it's the Monday prior to Thanksgiving when we collect turkeys and food items from our wonderful, generous community so that we can make sure everyone has a traditional Thanksgiving dinner.
Yes.
So you need some storage for those turkeys.
Absolutely.
Those birds. We're already thinking about that. But let's talk about the back-to-school resource fair you're having.
Yes.
What is this about?
Well, every year we at Yavapai Food Bank have done back-to-school backpacks and supplies. And last year we did a little fair. But we noticed that there was 3 events going on last year. So this year we got together with Firefighter Angels Foundation, AZTV 7 Stuff the Bus, and the Yavapai County School Districts. And we're going to have one big, huge one that should have like 50 resource vendors.
Wow.
Boy Scout, Girl Scouts, anybody who can help the children, low-income families, and we're including military families and anyone affected by COVID-19.
Oh, that's so, kind of goes across the board now.
Yes.
This is a crazy year, and it's going to take a while for a lot of people to recover.
Yes, anyone who needs help,
absolutely,
we want to help them.
So you'll be giving out backpacks again?
Yes, backpacks and school supplies in accordance with what Yavapai School District says that they need.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be at Prescott Valley Event Center.
Oh, the
yes,
Finley
inside
Toyota Center?
Finley Toyota. Yes, thank you. And we are taking precautions as people sign up for it, families sign up for it. Only so many can come in at a time. It'll be like a horseshoe. They can stop at a vendor, like just for minutes. They hand things out about their club or, you know, their association, and they just keep going. And as soon as they clear the building, after they get their backpacks, then more people can come in. But we want to make sure that we do, that it's not so crowded that we're endangering
right.
anybody.
Well, you're respecting the social
yes,
distancing,
absolutely.
The CDC guidelines, which
yes.
you know, I think all of us are. We're doing it in the studio here. You know, we're all, you know, have that distance between us. We are sanitizing. We have hand sanitizer. We're all over that, and
yes.
I think most places are just out of the precautions that it is recommended.
Yes, you know? But so this is something new and exciting.
But this is exciting, so
yes.
it's happening. So it serves all of Yavapai County.
Yes, all of it.
Where do the donations come from? The backpacks or the school supplies, the items that
we
you put in them?
We are reaching out to the community for their help. We are Yavapai Food Bank is not a government agency. We have a couple grants that have come in. Mm-hmm. So we are actually trying to, the community supports all this. We have the school and Angel firefighters help out. And so we're just having faith that it's going to happen and we're going to be able to help all the children who need it.
You know, I think that for a lot of people, if you have school-age children, you're aware of this, and maybe over the past few years, but a lot of us remember the days when you went to school, they gave you all your supplies.
Right.
You know, and that's not the case anymore, that they don't have any. So you have these list of school supplies that, you know, the kids need and they need to purchase, and a lot of families don't have the wherewithal, especially now, a lot of them have not been able to work, to buy them. So, this is so important to be able to offer this and help those kids get the right start.
Right. And we also want to help the teachers. The school district was talking about having some of the students leave. There's some things at home and having separate utilities at the school. So we were thinking we may have to do double supplies so that they're not transferring germs back and forth,
From home to school to home.
Yes,
to school.
Yes.
Well, we don't even know what the school year is going to look
That's
like.
That's true. It changes.
Excited to know what's going to be happening. And it's like someone said, it changes every day, every hour.
Right.
And how is it going to look? Because we would hope that, you know, by this time, and Lori knows that back in March, I was thinking, oh, I'm not worried about it. It'll be all gone by then. And that's not been the case.
I think even if they do it virtually somehow, that they're still going to need supplies. They're still going to need notebooks and pens and pencils and everything.
I think even at the end of the school year last year, that they would come and pick up work and then drop it off, but they would do it all at home. Well, I hope that's not the case. I can hope that they do get that, back to the educational classroom experience.
I think that's important.
And it's important for our teachers, too. I have a niece who is a teacher in Carefree Cave Creek, and it's just heartbreaking. And you don't realize how the teachers miss the students and the teaching of the kids.
Yes. Well, and it is so important. We have some school districts reaching out from like Baghdad and I can't think of it off the
Seligman,
top of my head.
Ashford?
But they need the supplies,
mm-hmm.
Absolutely. So we just, let us know what you need and we're going to try to make that need.
So how can
completed.
Somebody help you?
If they can send in a donation either online on our website at yavapaifoodbank.org or they can send it to our P.O. Box 4151 in Prescott, 86302. Or they can even call and give a donation on the phone, but via credit card.
Mm-hmm. If there's an organization that wants to participate, though, in the resource fair, how would they be involved with that?
If there's a resource, they can give me a call, and I can give them in touch with the school district. Kelly Lee. Yes. She is going to be organizing all the vendors and exhibitors that want to participate in the resource fair. My number is 928-499-8857, and I can put them in touch with her.
Okay. Say that number one more time.
928-499-8857.
And again, as always, the Yavapai Food Bank is helping those in our community that just fallen on some rough times. And, you and I have heard those stories that we've had people donate that just last year said that they needed a box, So
absolutely.
So it's just the hand up?
Yes,
The hand up is helping them.
We get testimonies like that mm-hmm. often.
And I think that this is an opportunity to help those kids get back to school. Nothing's worse than starting out and you don't have the same supplies as the kid in the desk next to you.
True.
And you definitely want them to start back. So it's a safe gathering, social distancing. It's going to be a big event. Held at the Finley Toyota Center. And again, how many kids do you anticipate?
We're 3,000 to 4,000. And they can also look at our Facebook page to find out more information as well.
And is there a registration for this? Is there proof of income that somebody needs to show in order to be able to take advantage of the opportunity to have this backpack program?
We will have registration, but it's going to be very simple. Do not need to bring anything, proof of income. It's going to be on the honor system.
It's more of record keeping in those, especially when you show how many you serve on the next grant opportunity.
Yes, we want to know where communities are coming from and so that we can know where everything's being allocated to. And so, yes, absolutely, reporting.
Just a little bit of record keeping, a little bit of reporting. And again, you're partnering with Firefighter Angel Program Foundation. It's an amazing organization.
Yes,
that
they
was started.
Are.
Cody Rose
Cody
out there.
Cody and Tammy. Yes.
Amazing that, you know, it's kind of interesting. You get it. You put it all together. Work as a team. Instead of doing three individual programs, you came together, and a lot of grants look at that.
Yes.
Those grant foundations look, are you working collaboratively and using, maximizing that grant opportunity? And this is a key partnership.
And it's funny how it came about. We actually, a store accidentally booked both of us at the same day for fundraising. So it's like, hey, we need to do this together.
Great idea.
So
great idea. So let's tell everybody where you're located as far as where the Yavapai Food Bank is located.
We are in Prescott Valley, Long Mesa. It's 8866 East Long Mesa in Prescott Valley by Backburner Grill.
And Lynn, do you have a Facebook page?
Yes, just Yavapai County Food Bank.
And then your website?
YavapaiFoodBank.org.
So if you want to make that donation to help pack up those kids, get them ready and get back to school, you can do that online to the website, or you can make a check and mail it to 4151 Prescott. Yes, P.O. Box 4151. Also, you are a 501c3 organization and it's tax deductible.
Yes, and if you are making a donation, you must comment that it's for backpacks or school supplies, or it will go to our food donations.
Okay, so be sure and mark that. But if you want to make a donation to the food,
hey,
that's okay too, because they
are
obviously
new building,
helping
yes.
500, sending out 500 boxes a week.
Yes,
that is a lot of food helping people in our community. So thank you so much, Lynn.
Thank you, Marnie.
I look forward to seeing you. I'll be out there seeing you and give you a hand and help, because
you
know, you
so
all
much.
Part of the same community.
Wonderful. Thank you so
thank
much.
Thank you. Lynn Pathfield from the Yavapai County Food Bank joining us here on Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. Short break. When we come back, time to say goodbye for another week here. We'll be right back.
Hello, Prescott. This is John Nielsen, wanting to welcome everyone back to Prescott Brewing Company.
This is Roxanne. We just received our 2020 Ranking Arizona's Best of Arizona Businesses publication. This annual publication rates all kinds of Arizona's own businesses. Well, little old PBC and little old Prescott rated in the top 10 breweries in the state again and again. We continue to be relevant in the big world of craft beers, with more than 100 in our state of Arizona now. A big thank you.
We hope to see you soon. Prescott Brewing Company, in the heart of downtown Prescott.
Oh, say, can you see?
You okay, Bruce? Did that tomato hit you?
I need to get out of here, fast.
With Cottonwood Area Transit, you can go anywhere in the Verde Valley. Take the Verde links from Cottonwood to Sedona, or go to Camp Verde on the Yavapai Apache Transit buses. Run, Forrest, run. With 26 buses in Cottonwood, one of them will be nearby.
Let's go.
For more information, visit ride-cat.com.
Let's make your hair happy. Let's go to a fun-friendly salon. Let's go to Janessa's Family Hair Care in Prescott Valley. Hi, Janessa here. Whether you're looking for a new trendy style or something more traditional, Janessa's Family Hair Care can do it. We offer everything from hair extensions, cuts, colors, and a variety of hair care for the entire family. Call 775-0320 for an appointment, or find us on Facebook at Janessa's, with an E, Family Hair Care. Come on in for a smile and a style that's right for you.
Start it up. Keep it up. That's the way the world works. So when you just need it to work, Batteries Plus Bulbs backs you up with your neighborhood's largest selection of batteries plus bulbs, plus phone repair, plus key fobs, to do everything we can to power your cars, phones, and everything in between. Finding and fixing with the know-how you need right now. Broken screen? Dead battery? Batteries Plus Bulbs can fix that. Screens repaired and batteries replaced. Learn more at batteriesplus.com.
History lives here in Prescott, and this year we are making history. I promise you that. It's a great honor to manage an organization such as the Prescott Frontier Day. That is, this year especially has shown our will and determination to bring the world's oldest rodeo to Prescott once again. We have had our share of challenges, but we are going to have a rodeo, by golly. This is General Manager J.C. Trujillo inviting you to come to the 133rd World's Oldest Rodeo in Prescott. We run June 29th through July the 5th. Tickets and information are available at worldsoldestrodeo.com. Thank you, Prescott, for your support, and we will see you at the rodeo, presented by Cool.
Affinity RV Service, Sales, and Rentals has been bringing family and lifestyle together for over 23 years. Stop by Affinity and see just how affordable RVing can be at our Prescott and Prescott Valley locations or online at affinityrv.com. Find your way. Go RVing.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the CEO of the Prescott Valley Chamber of Commerce, Marnie Yule.
Welcome back to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. Well, that's it for us today. Want to remind everybody, happening this Friday night at the Prescott Valley Amphitheater, it is Movies Under the Stars, and they'll be showing The Lion King. So I want to thank our sponsors, which is also Arizona's hometown radio group, our family here. Chick-fil-A will be out there with their Chick-fil-A sandwiches and sales concessions, and then also 89A Dental. So thank them and the town of Prescott Valley for making that possible. I understand there was a pretty good crowd out there for the Mighty Ducks last weekend. So, again, I believe this is going to be one of the last ones happening for the town of Prescott Valley at the Prescott Valley Amphitheater. A lot of other things going on. We'll be talking more about it next week because I'll be back next Tuesday, right before the 4th of July. But the 4th of July activities will be going on at Mountain Valley Park on Saturday, July 4th, starting at 3 o'clock with food vendors, the beer and beverage garden, and just kind of hanging out. Obviously, we're taking into consideration social distancing, and we'll be there with masks and taking care of helping people in a very safe manner. Then music at 6, and the best fireworks show in the state of Arizona at 9 o'clock. So come on out and join us at Mount Vaughn Park, or just park yourself in your backyard and enjoy the fireworks. Thank you for joining us. I'll be back next Tuesday with more Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley, and things going on in our wonderful community. Have a great week.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Genesis Family Hair Care, Barrett Propane, Augie's Restaurant, Cliff Castle Casino, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, Olson's for Healthy Animals, Cottonwood Area Transit, and Gettles High Desert Mechanical. The views on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 a.m. and 99.9 in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.